You are listening to They Might Be Heroes, a D&D podcast with your host, Brigham Larson.
All right. So again, you guys are running down the stairs. And clank, 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 and the tail is flailing everywhere. And at last, you kind of come to these big, massive doors, and poof, you come to this section of catwalk that's an engineering area. And as we're looking at the map here, which we will post maps up in our blog feed, there will be over here. In each of the corners, you see these blue swirly objects. Those are power node distribution things.
Fancy.
arcing with serious magical energy. Yes, there's a fair bit of... Oh, I remember I can do that. That's so cool. I love arcing. Yes. Okay, so here. Bing, 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 bing. Right there. Those are all power distribution nodes. They're arcing with magical energy. And Rose kind of gives you a brief... information as you're running down. She's like, yeah, those are the Plarinium coils. And that's right, I do call them Plarinium because we're playing and it sounded cool.
It sounded cooler in my head than it actually does out loud. All right,
hey, I thought it was better than Unobtainium. All right, that was my other option and that's over. So I felt Plarinium was great.
But Unobtainium, I kind of want to think that Rose made up that word, so
it's Plarinium, I think. So we have our Plarinium coils here. She informs you that standing too close to them, i.e. ending your turn next to one of the coils, will hurt you. So I recommend not ending your turn next to one of the coils. And that's any of the three squares right there. You know, straight across from you, you can see the doors that lead into
eternal damage.
This is my... That's where the Khezra Kai have burrowed in. That's kind of their landing platform. So going there is bad. And as you can see, there have been some smoke bombs detonated here, here, and here. Those offer concealment.
And we've got ninjas
standing inside.
Ninjas.
We have what? It's true, you do have ninjas. So everybody...
I don't have the map up yet. Sorry, guys. Keep
and now is the time of the podcast where we make fun of What's Her Face.
You can't even say it correctly, so it's okay.
This is why we say match. Come on. You're supposed to be prepared. You are not prepared.
Prepared.
Hey, I'm logged on. I just don't have the map up. Where do I get it at?
You just have to click launch.
Try moving your map. Like it's.
You might need to move your.
The little grippy hand to try to move it.
She might not be. It's in the top left-hand corner. Like I will never ever build a combat map that takes up this whole screen.
Because I know when I first started, I was like clear up in a dark corner, and I couldn't see anything until I moved the map around.
What are you talking about? I'm so confused.
So do you have the actual game in front of you? Like, you can see, like, everybody's character?
No, I'm not even there yet.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You just gotta launch the thing.
Tell me to come to Texas.
This is why it took us so long, is because we had to launch this.
Yeah, you're at rpgtableonline.com, and you are logged in, yes?
Yes.
So,
but Texas has warmer weather. No snow.
That's true.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Someone is making
rapid
noises.
But when you guys
noises.
Get snow, it's bad. That's okay.
Is it humid where you live in Texas?
Editing all of this out anyway.
Definition of humid is relative.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes.
I don't really like humidity.
Definition of humidity,
so.
Humidity
okay,
is
so
not relative. It's
do...
either humid or it's not.
You haven't been to Texas where there is all levels of humidity.
Yeah, there's like 100% and there's...
Which I don't understand. Like, that's a weird system. Like, you can have 126% humidity. No, you cannot. That doesn't
make any
sense.
It means you're swimming through the air.
And...
Which you do in Houston.
Jeff, means you have to grow gills to breathe.
It's 86% humidity. It's like, okay, so I'm 86% underwater. Okay, I can live with that. But when they're like, it's 143% humidity. No, it's not. I'm not living in the ocean.
I don't know what you're talking about. I live
I'm
in the
used
ocean
to
all the time.
About 10 or 15% humidity where the air is dry and your sneezes are actually because of dirt, painful. Not whatever else
Pain.
Is in the air.
Sorry.
That too.
So confused. All right, do you have a map yet, Match?
I ate it.
Numb?
No.
You maybe. Guys continue on. I'll get it ready.
We
can't
we
continue.
We could just go back
You've
to
roll initiative.
Going, I can show screenshots in the chat again. That'd get real fun real fast. Yep.
Hang on. We have some technical issues, audience, and we've got to deal. Oh, my goodness. I love how Brig's just
going to be, like,
up.
Editing this out or pausing again? Or
Yeah, no, we're editing it out. I think Brig might have paused at
no,
this point.
No, no. I'm capturing all this delicious, delicious outtakes.
He's keeping it for He'll be like, the outtakes episode. Here is your Christmas gift.
Merry Christmas.
All the She Said all jokes that you missed.
See, but the problem is the She Said jokes are all going on in the Christmas chat. We're not actually recording any of that. It's depressing.
I know, but that's a good thing because they, oh my goodness.
Sorry. Some of them were quite funny there for a little while. It's like, you said that like, Scather's doing pretty good at keeping it up. I'm like, oh no.
I know. I said it. I just said, man. I held my tongue on that one because I wasn't sure if we were going for a clean tag or not.
I just sat there and I went, oh, that was.
Well, if
Dang.
We don't have a clean tag, the world's going to flip out like they did at Scott Johnson because he doesn't have a clean tag on comic dorks.
Well, and it's just, and they're going to flip out on us because, like, the same reason a lot of people flip out on Scott is because Scott's LDS.
Yeah, it's true.
And four of us are LDS. So, like, you have swearing
we're
in
held a podcast to a different
where
standard.
Anybody finds that it's LDS at all. And it's like, oh my gosh, they're swearing. And so, you know what? Go to hell.
You know what? Swearing won't send me to hell because I repent. You
That's right. It could be worse. You could be like my grandma, and the minute a prayer's over, immediately swear right after it. She's done that on more than one occasion.
I learned how to swear from my
there
grandmother, so
keeping it in the family. All right.
My grandmother's swearing. I think I just have terrorism.
I don't know what it is, but when my boss swears, it's hilarious. I think it's probably his accent, because he's got this Indian-African accent going on for him.
Well, in my family, my dad likes to teach two-year-olds after he takes their candy, say, like, God damn it, give that back. Or what the hell?
I watched, I've now finished all of the streaming episodes of MythBusters on Netflix, but there's an episode where they try to prove that it's easy to take candy from a baby, and that's just devastating to watch. Like, it's horrible. Because
the looks on the kids' faces, it breaks your heart.
And
it's like,
just and I kept, and like, my son was here asleep in his little chair next to me, and so I'd, like, look at the baby, I'd be like, if somebody tried to take candy from my baby, I'd kill him. Like, I couldn't imagine being the parent who's standing there and having Adam Savage reach out and be like, I'm taking this
Especially
lollipop.
With that
like,
creepy robotic arm thing they were using, too. It was like, yee.
I know. It's just, bam. Done.
Wow. I need to find that episode, because that's freaking hilarious.
The other thing I don't understand is, in like, am I the only one who thought that even the concept of Seth Rogen doing a Green Hornet movie was a terrible idea?
Well, no, you're not the only one, but I agree with you.
MythBusters episode on Seth Rogen's
Green
Hornet.
Yeah, with Seth Rogen in it the entire time, acting like he knows what he's talking about, which was the most ridiculous thing ever.
And I was just like, I hate this. This is not...
Like, he was so sure that they were going to move that bulldozer.
Yeah, I was like, it's good. I'm like... You're dumb.
You're
just gonna blow up.
It wasn't the greatest movie in the world, but I think Karen and I had at least mild fun with it.
Was it making fun of Seth Rogen that was fun? Because I think that's
yeah.
What's
I think the whole movie was full of laughing fodder, whether or not it was actually laughing where you were supposed to laugh.
Like, I had never seen it, so when I watched the MythBusters episode and I saw it, I was like, really? How did anyone in the theater sit there and go, yeah, that's plausible? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, we rewatched the entirety of
Back to the Future, or I did at least anyways, all three movies. I want to know if you can actually get a steam engine up to 88 miles an hour. I demand it be done on Mythbusters. It needs to be done. Did we lose somebody? I heard a ding dong.
No, I think we got Match.
Yeah.
We got Match in the map.
Ah.
In Darby.
Yeah. I think that's why she didn't move to chat when everybody else did.
Matchbook.
Silly matchstick.
All right. We like her. Anyway, so we good? Everyone is here? We can...
No.
No? No one is... What?
I'm not here. I'm never here. Okay, I'm back.
And I'm not talking mentally.
Does Zev have map up and ready to go then?
Yeah, we good, Match? Matchbook! She might be AFK.
Ugh.
Because we were talking about Mythbusters.
I'm here.
Yay, she's here!
She lives!
Yay!
Okay, ready, set, and here we go again. So, yep, everybody give me an initiative roll, please. Yep. And I'm just going to start at the way you're listed on RPG.
The
so,
thing.
Raven.
I use the in-game thing and ouch. 5.
So
eight.
Dope.
Eight.
Should I be using the in-game thing?
It's up. You already did.
Well, you got a really good one. Just go with the in-game one. You already did. It's 19. We like this.
Tom.
Well, okay.
6.
Six.
When I rolled, I got a 17.
And so Zev.
6.
Zev gets a 20. You got to say it out loud because we're podcasting. Match.
5. That's depressing. Really, it is.
Zev gets a 20. Alrighty, and I'm going to click
curse
sort
you and your
here.
Nat 20.
Okay, so here we go. And we will start with Hungry Bug 1.
Hungry Bug 1 has hacks rolls.
Make invisible.
He has eat me written on him.
Okay.
I rolled like when I rolled my physical die, I had a 17, and so when I add my 6 to initiative, it's possible to be above 20.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't thinking about that.
Yep. So wait, you should have a 27 then?
Well, I forgot that I'd already rolled initiative in the game.
That's fine.
So I'd rolled my die, but yeah. I'm fine, whatever.
Short. All right, so I'm lying. Rose, your turn.
Go, Rose, go.
Oh, I didn't get 27. I got 23.
Doesn't matter. You're still first.
Just go.
Go first.
Okay. Okay.
Go first.
I take it that thing over to the on the left side there is an enemy then?
Yeah, hang on. So I'm still revealing them.
Oh, okay.
Faster.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't really fought with her yet, so I've got to figure out what I want to do. I should have looked
cute
earlier.
Bar voice. It's
a
trap.
Let's do the trap.
It's a trap.
It's a snack.
I can take it for today, Maganoon.
I will paint my face with your
That's the problem with Scott's Akbar voice. It sounds a little too much like Ingvar.
I'm gonna use. I don't know what I'm gonna use. I should probably move out so I can actually see them, though.
It's true. You cannot attack anybody from where you're standing.
Yeah. Can I move myself, or do I need?
You should be able to move yourself.
There
we
go.
Got control.
I think I'm going to be right there.
Okay.
And let's do... Yeah, let's do Twin Strike.
Okay.
It's a standard action.
Just use your cursor around.
Yeah, let's see. I want to attack this guy, maybe?
This one? Okay.
Yeah. And let's see.
You are attacking Hungry Bug 3.
Let's see. So I don't really know how this works yet. So it says dexterity versus AC.
Right. So you should be able to roll your So roll your die 20. Let me look at your powers here.
Okay. Oh, I got a nat 20. Hooray.
All right. Critical hit. Yay.
Yay.
I need a
sound for that. Okay. We're totally going to have a sound whenever somebody gets a nat 20.
Okay, so remember, you're using Twin Strike, and you're using your longbow, right?
Yeah, using longbow.
Okay, so you're going to roll your die 20. You got an at 20, it doesn't matter. So go ahead and...
So what's 1W?
One weapon?
That's one weapon damage.
Oh.
So it's your longbows.
Oh, my longbow.
Damage. Which,
if you're looking at your character sheet, the everything you need to know should be at, like, just under the title of your card. Like, on mine, for my Eldritch Blast attack, it says, for Vicious Rod plus 1, plus 7 versus Reflex, so basically that amount plus whatever you rolled on your 20-sided die, and then for me it says 1d10 plus 6 damage.
And
so
her, I would her one issue, she uses two different weapons.
Yeah.
So she's got her Caracal and she's got her longbow. So I think it only does whatever you equip in Character Builder. And
yeah.
So, let me get two weapons again, because I should have done this before I'd...
Oh, I guess I should have done the quarry before I did the attack, huh?
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and let you...
Forgot about that.
That's okay, we'll go ahead and quarry him.
So... Oh, it's supposed to be the nearest enemy to me, so I guess
so
I'm not...
This one.
Guy. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be the guy just kitty corner.
Yep.
So that was my minor action. And then...
You twin strike first. So shot one was a nat 20. Mm-hmm. So you're going to give me max damage on your longbow. So max damage is 1d10. So it's 10 plus your dex is what it's going to be.
So I rolled d20 for the second attack then?
Hang on. And down.
Oh, wow. I got another 20. I like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy crap.
Seriously. Okay, so... All right, so Rose kind of shifts out, dodges in between the big robot and the big lizard, whips out this bow from across her back and goes, choo-choo, and launches two arrows in, you know, very Robin Hood-esque fashion, and they slam into the bug, and so you will do 10 damage is your max damage per attack.
Mm-hmm. And then I get the 1d8. Damage once per round to the quarry.
Right, so you're going to throw in your quarry damage, so go ahead and roll it.
Let's see. I've got to find the 8-sided die. Hold on. Too many sides. Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is. I rolled an 8. Briggs is going to think I'm a cheater.
No worries. Okay, so...
Good lord, you murdered it.
Launches in these quick, rapid arrows and just... Choo, 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 and the hungry bug takes these shots to the face and dies. Ooh. Now, these bugs are... I mean, they are big, like... what
big,
is the word
delicious,
I'm looking for?
Tasty, tasty.
What are those horses? Rhino beetle things?
Oh, lovely.
I know what you mean.
What are...
Are they just called rhinoceros beetles?
They might be called. For some reason, I don't think rhino is the right word, but I could. Oh, they are. Yep, huge rhino beetles. So they've got the big old horns, and they're gnashing pretty clearly. And like, and you can tell they're hungry. They're munching on just about everything, and so that gives you kind of a clue that if you're standing next to them at the end of your turn, it's probably bad for you. Some more environmental details that you've got to worry about. But Rose just plucks those two arrows directly into, you know, right in between those two horns and thuds them in between the massive clusters of eyes. And that one just goes and drops forward and is now toastified. And we will
nicely
now
done
to Hungry Bug 1. Yay. Uh-oh. Hungry Bug 1 is going to go 1, 2, 3.
Uh-oh.
And he is going to try and gore with his horn there on Rose. So we're going to roll that. And it is a 19 versus AC, Rose.
It's a hit.
Okay. And he's going to try and attack you, and you take 4 damage.
Okay.
So remember, I will adjust hit points here on the thing just so we don't have to double this again. Because then we don't have weirdness like we're having Brandon last time.
Yeah.
Hit points are so weird. So yeah, I'll adjust the hit points. So just runs up and it just plops this gore right into Rose. And we will move to the next on initiative, which is Zev.
Go, Zev, go.
Okay.
Go.
We will do a word of exchange.
Eric, I have a question.
Sure.
These giant black regions right here,
they're empty.
Can we see across them, like from here to here?
Yes.
Okay, that is all I need to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about the cloudy area? Is that like hard to see through?
Yeah, it's -2 to your
advantage. Okay. Nope, I'm gonna stay right there because I can. I'm gonna do word of exchange. I got 13 versus 20 pluses versus AC because I can do math real quick in my head.
20 versus AC on
the dude next to Rose. Hunger bug number one.
Okay, so 20 versus AC on hunger bug one. That will hit.
Okay. Eight damage to hungry bug number one.
Okay. Hungry bug one. So your big rune, you know, your transparent plate spins up and... Hang on just a minute. As I'm describing this, I'm getting myself confused. But your transparent plate spins up and... you slam down your nasty maul and send kind of this streak of runic light toward the baddie there.
Anyone that attacks him before my next turn gets +3 to their hit.
Okay, so you need to be right here because that's a melee attack.
I'll move when I want to.
Okay, so... smashes down her big runic hammer and kills off Hungry Bug.
Man, there goes that bonus.
They're minions!
They're squishy and little minions, I'm betting.
To the next person.
I need a cough switch.
Okay, and Hungry Bug 2 will go. And Hungry Bug 2 will again attempt to gore Rose there.
I'm just tasty.
It's true. You are scrumdiddlyumptious.
Make some food compared for to the skater.
Person next to you.
And that's going to be low. 14 versus AC, Rose.
You said 14?
Uh-huh.
That's a miss.
Okay. And we'll go to the next person in the row here.
Whiff. Whew. Holy crap. This is a long set of enemies.
It's true. I don't like the fact that you can all see my initiative, that's a little weird, by the way.
Because then...
makes me slightly sad, to be honest.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
Okay, so he is going to... So streaking from this cloud comes an arrow aimed at the Rose. And that
I sure wish the angry robot was in front of me.
24 versus AC, right?
Hey man, not my fault.
24, that's a hit.
Holy cow, that's a long range. I'm just looking at that.
Within the 10, isn't it? Let me see. Where's my range finder tool?
Range finder tool.
That's only 8 squares, so yeah, that's quite within range. And you take 9 damage, Rose.
Oh. Son of a...
So I'm 16?
Biscuit. Yep. And we will go to the next person. And so...
Okay, I'm not yet bloodied. Whew.
And so scrambling out of the cloud comes another one of the nasty hungry bugs. And it will attempt to again gore... And 16 versus AC, Rose.
Miss.
Okay. And we then move to And then 1, 2. And that. This one will move right up next to Rose as well. And it'll be really low. It's an 8 versus AC, which will miss.
Yep.
And then another bug will scurry out of the area, but it won't get close enough. It'll just kind of sit there with its buddies. And we will finally be to Raven.
Yes. So...
drop some AoE on him.
Oh, trust me, I'm trying to figure that out. I am going to move from... wait. Is that how I move? 1, 2, 3, 4. Move right. Where did I go? Right. There. Wait, okay. No. Yes. And then I am going to cast Visions of Blood, which is a close blast 3.
Okay.
Am I hit with that as well, or is it just enemies?
It's just enemies.
Okay.
So I rolled...
no, it's each creature in blast.
What?
So,
including player characters?
From where you That's are, you, lame. Yeah. Well, it's listed as creature, but let me see. I'm trying to aim it. So, yeah, from where you are, if you aim it right there, you'll be fine.
Okay, where did I lose it? my brain is slowly dying. Slowly. Versus Will.
Okay, just a second. 17 versus Will on... what is that?
Noise? I hear a bug.
There is dog in the background, quite noisily.
Holly is the pug.
Okay, 17 versus Will will hit.
I'm sorry, I have my three. Mic muted. I didn't know you could still hear.
Yep. If 17 will hit all three of them, so.
Yes!
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay, I gotta find you.
He is quite loud, actually.
You could kick her out and make her come out here if you need to.
I'm pretty sure she'd come back.
9 damage.
Close the door so she can't get in.
Okay. So.
Wipe out all the things!
What does your Visions of Blood look like there?
The image of carnage and death that you invoke will sow doubt in your enemies. So basically, I'm showing them all first nightmare, being eaten by Scather. and all their friends being eaten by said Lizard King. and it's causing them to doubt their decision to attack us.
Gotcha. Well, it definitely made them doubt because they're dead.
You made them doubt themselves to death. Nice.
Good job. So, inflicted that horrible, nasty psychic vision on, you know, the insects, and they keeled over. Anything else? Algal Mouse. Okay. Tom, it's your turn, sir.
Excellent.
Dear Defender, roll better initiative.
Seriously. Okay. Sorry. So, I recall seeing anything come out of this cloud right here, the center one?
Yeah, you watch two bugs came ripping out of there, and
but
the arrow
shot out of it.
No, the arrow came out from over here.
And we have clear line of sight pretty much across these catwalks all over here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
except for the smoke. The smoke is absolute. I mean, that's total concealment.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop from that. Okay. In that case, I'm going to take a probably stupid chance, but a fairly decent one anyway, just to try and get the crap out of the way so that our defender can get into the fray. I'm going to move to right here.
Okay.
which will, I believe, one, two, yes, that will trigger my shadow walk.
Okay.
I'm going to drop a curse on, I'm assuming that's hungry bug number three.
Yes.
Because I can't get the tooltips come up for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And let me pull my character sheet up here. I am going to fire off an Eldritch Blast at him using my brand spanking new vicious rod.
Okay. Roll it.
I did say I cursed him, right?
Yep.
Okay. It's way too late. That'll be a 14 versus reflex.
Okay, give me just a second. Pull him back up here. 14 versus reflex. We'll miss.
Seriously?
Yes, he's a bug.
Ugh. That blasted bugs. Oh, wait. No. Sorry. I forgot about my new feat. That will actually be 16 versus reflex.
That will hit.
Yes! Go hidden sniper. I love you. Okay. What is the damage? It is a d10 plus 6.
Doesn't matter. He's dead.
Excellent! And he was cursed, so my Pact Boon triggers.
Dun, 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 dun.
I get a plus 2 on any d20 roll I make before my next turn. Yeah.
Okay. Roll initiative. I'm kidding.
I wish.
Alagomas. All right, Skater.
Oh, I get to play? What? Alrighty.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, we're having a hard time with it taking you long to play. You've killed 3/4 of my monsters.
Yeah. Yes!
So, am I kind of, like, blocked in, or can I step around my...
No, you can walk through him.
Just trample me.
I walked around you and Raven, so
how close
go for
do
it.
You have to get before we can see anything that's, like, within the cloudy space?
They need to come out of it, or you need to be right next to whatever's in there.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Let's see here. My movement value is only 5. Okay, so this was something I meant to ask you before we got started, but my new armor...
So, minor action to deactivate it to make it light, so then you're able to run, you're able to move without the problems and have your check difficulties. Minor action again... to restore it.
Okay.
So you could minor, move full speed, which is 6, which is only one additional, re-minor, and then that would be your whole turn. So it's only one additional square.
So it's probably not worth it. So 1, 2, 3. 4.
Mostly what that's going to be great for is you were having a lot of complaints about having like negatives to skill
this
checks.
Is true. Okay, so we are going to go ahead and just move, if I can remember how to do it, here. There we go. Gonna move right there because that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, 5 spots, which is the entire distance I can move. And I don't know if there's anything I can do without knowing what's inside of that smoke. I don't think there is.
We don't even know if there is anything in the smoke anymore.
I'm going to assume that there is. Just because bugs keep coming out of there, and someone's got to be sending them out to do their doings. So, yeah, I guess technically that's all I can do, because I don't think I can attack anything since I can't see it. Correct?
Right. You don't know if there's anything there. I mean, you could throw, like, an AoE in there.
Okay, I guess technically I could do that. I could do... my minor action, I could use my Divine Challenge because it's a close burst 5 and I could do the burst out into that. And
isn't it any target? Don't you have to select a target in there?
So, I guess it does say, target one creature within the burst, so that wouldn't work.
So yeah, you don't know if there's anything in there.
Yeah, the only thing I could do, I could burn my racial and do my Dragon Breath on anything that might be in there.
Could try that.
Yeah, we might as well. Let's make this interesting. Let's do that. So, close blast 3 within the smoky stuff there. And it's... Okay. Let's see here. It's roll versus reflex. So, that'd be 17 versus reflex.
Okay, so close blast 3 from you. Let me draw this here. Okay, 17 versus reflex. Give me just a minute. Okay, so first Give me a acrobatics check.
This is probably not going to be good.
Oh, no.
Negative three?
Okay, so roll it.
Shoot.
You got this.
13.
Okay, so you are at a minus two to your reflex defense for the moment. And that is a 17 versus reflex, Skitter.
Against me?
Yes.
Wait, why am I taking... Why am I doing a 17 reflex?
I'll explain it in a second. 17 versus reflex.
Okay, 17 versus reflex would be a hit without the negative anyway, so...
Okay, so... Alright, so as you breathe your fiery breath into that gas, the gas directly in front of you explodes.
Oh, genius.
Which was what you tried to dodge. And okay. Failed. And so you take 5 damage.
All right.
So since your hit points are wrong, you keep track of yours on like a piece of paper, since apparently the game can't get your hit points right.
My hit points are actually right. It's
your, like, your
my,
surge.
My healing surge is wrong, and then some of my check scores are wrong for some reason.
Okay, so just pay attention to that instead of to this, okay. But I'll keep track of your hit points there. So you take 5, and you are pushed 2 squares.
Genius.
Back. But the entire cloud of gas will actually go away.
At least one. So did I... So did I hurt anything in there?
Yeah.
Hooray. Because I didn't roll the damage multiplier yet, so that's what I wondered.
Right, not yet. We're not there. Okay, so sorry, I'm going through and making things visible here.
Oh, that's Hello. Ugly.
Okay, so...
It's Skater's brother.
I gotta roll their checks for... I didn't expect any of you to try and blow up the gas. That's just... Just
expect the unexpected, dang it.
Thought you might think it was fun, but at the same time,
hey,
you weren't really supposed to do
it.
It
was the defender that blew.
Oh, hey, lizard, did I mention that those will explode? Oh, thanks. Sorry.
Get something that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
So the Straw Archer is able to dodge back from the explosion. And. The other person is not. So let me roll her damage. Okay, so she takes 4 damage from the explosion.
At least it hurts her too.
And now go ahead and roll me your fiery breath. And the fiery breath will only hit the person who's still in the explosion, because the explosion caused them to jump back.
So it would be 7 damage.
Okay, so as this explosion happens, we have the explosion. Skather is hurled back. Oh, yeah, and so you're hurled back, and you're knocked prone, by the way.
Genius.
So you've got to get up. And at the same... So after she's hit by your fire, she's also thrown back, and she's also knocked prone. So both of you are knocked prone. The Sera Archer is able to escape all of it. But as the cloud explodes and the dust kind of clears and the smoke billows away, sucked out by the, you know, the air that's coming in through the big hole that's been gouged in the side, plus, you know, the various fans and ventilations for the conduits here, you're able to see... a Straw, not as big as Skather by any means, dressed in all leather armor. He's got a very more wicked look to his face and to his features. Evolution seems to have made them in the past 1500 years a lot angrier and evil looking. Like the lips have kind of been pulled back, and so the teeth are always visible, and the eye slits have gotten narrower. But the eyes that you're looking at are completely and utterly dead. Like, they're very white. There's no pupils even visible. You don't get the impression that they're blind, because obviously he was able to dodge the explosion, but he doesn't appear to be in control of his own faculties. And standing there with him is a really, really attractive woman, except for her eyes are glowing with that same kind of white. They've got maybe a slight greenish-blue tint to them, similar to what the icon there looks like. But she's dressed in flowing robes that are now slightly charred from, you know, the explosion and fiery breath. And she's swearing sulfurously at you. Swearing sulfurously. I like that. Throwing out pretty nasty words, and some of them are coming out in that horrible, awful, indistinguishable screeching noise that Tom makes occasionally. And you get the feeling that that is actually an incarnation of a Kesmerkai standing in front of you, and she turns and she shouts, "Curse you, Paladin!" And the voice that comes out of her very attractive face is not remotely attractive whatsoever. And we will move to top of the round. Get us a screenshot and we will go to Rose.
All right. Rose.
Put an arrow in that throat cancer-ridden gullet.
Let's see. Trying to remember here what my range is for this attack.
Longbow range is ridiculous. Like, you'd be able
to. Yeah.
Yeah,
so could I hit lizard guy from where I am, or should I move up a little?
You can easily hit him, because if I recall correctly, 20, the longbow range is 20. Yeah.
Yeah, so you
20, can. Oh, okay, cool.
You could hit
anybody. Then I might just sit there and use Hunter's Quarry on him.
Okay.
To designate Hunter's him as my
10 square range.
Oh, is it? Let me see.
It's programmed. I don't think there is a range on it if it works the same way as Warlock's Curse. It just has to be the nearest foe to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just nearest foe, and I have to actually hit him to make it effective.
There's a pug in the background still.
I'm sorry.
Squares. All right.
They take 10 asleep. Points anachronism damage.
Roll it. Are you using Twin Strike again?
Yeah, I'm going to do Twin Strike again.
All right, so she knocks two arrows at once and fires them.
Okay, 16, and do I add something, a modifier to dex it, or is it just... Modifier. Oh, dex. What is my dex modifier? Sorry, I'm not used to these yet.
Plus 3.
No. Okay. So add 4, so 20 versus AC.
And that's on your shooting lizard dude?
Yeah, lizard dude.
Okay, so 20 versus AC will hit. So roll
Hooray.
It.
And let's see, the damage is a 10. So I pulled out my 8, but I haven't pulled out the 10. Sorry. Okay. 2.
And is there really not, I mean, I'm looking, but is there really, on your power card, what does your damage say? Does it say weapon plus a modifier? Like, do you get dex modifier again or not?
Oh, I don't know. The attack says dexterity versus AC for ranged, 2 attacks. The hit says 1W damage per attack.
Okay, so no.
Yeah, so it's because she gets 2 attacks, she doesn't get the bonus.
No worries. Yeah. So you said 2?
Yeah, 2. Okay, and then I can also use the Hunter's Quarry on that, too.
Okay, and roll that.
That's a 1-8. That's an extra 5.
Okay, and then roll your second attack.
8 plus my
dex is 4.
So 12.
12 versus AC will miss.
Okay,
anything else?
All I've got left is a move action, but I think I'm probably okay where I am.
Yep. Okay, RoboCop.
Yeah!
Officer Murphy. Son of a... You have 20 goodness. Seconds to comply.
Your move, creep.
You take 5 points of anachronism damage.
Hey, if I take it, you have to, too. You started this whole mess.
Well, no, the DM started it. He's the one called the RoboCop.
Hey.
Come here, puppy.
All right. What you doing, Match?
So... pretty much all I can do is move.
That is probably all you can do.
Because everything else, I have to be right next to him.
You are a melee-based class.
Surprise, surprise! Okay, I'm done!
Okay, so now we go over to...
all I got.
The Dark Warlock of the Kesmerkai.
Synthetic Robot has just made herself a tempting target.
So the Caster Kyle.
Hey, I can handle it.
All right, so she is going to turn, and she's going to just kind of raise her hand up and point at Zev, and she's just going to howl something in that obscenely disgusting sounding. Like, you all get chills when you hear this speech, no matter who it comes from, every single time. And if the robot could get chills, like, she feels shivers in her soul. That's how horrifying this language is. Like, it's just not meant to ever have been spoken out loud. And you are now going to be cursed. Matchbook. So she's going to curse.
Yeah.
Better me than you.
No, I'm going to teach her what a real master of this tongue can do.
Well, you got to remember she is an actual Kezra Kai.
I'm still going to shoot star energy at her face, but you know.
Fair. It's fair. And then she is going to raise her hand again, and out of kind of just the center of her palm, you know, like those vampire fangs that you see at Halloween, the fake plasticky ones?
Yeah.
Like one of those of just green energy is just kind of forming in her palm, and it launches itself towards Zev, and it passes directly through the plate, and it just gnaws at the actual energy soul inside of her, and she's going to attack with that. And it is a nat 20.
Gah!
Which is a lot of damage, actually.
Ouch.
And
you keep killing off my characters. I won't be able to play anymore.
So you take 19 necrotic damage.
Gah.
And she will throw in her, and you'll take 6 curse damage. So that's a total of 25 against the Zev. That's
depressing. Ouch.
And you are bloodied. And
not that it matters, because I don't have blood, but whatever.
It's true.
You're fluidied.
All right, so we will go to the next person on the initiative chart, and an arrow will streak out at Tom.
What?
An arrow will streak from this cloud.
Oh, that's
attack
awesome.
Attack it dead.
At the Tom.
Luckily,
and
I'm partially
really high, actually. So let me find this person here on my monsters list. And that is 28 versus AC.
Ooh, cow.
Yeah, that's definitely going to hit.
My AC is like 30.
Are you serious?
You take...
No.
Yeah, you take 11 arrow damage to the something.
Me?
The face.
To the knee. Yeah, you take it.
What is up with attacking knee, man?
Okay, and we will then move on to the next person on the initiative chart, which is this here, Thra Archer number 2. Well, he's actually Thra Archer number 1, but he's the number 2 to attack right now. And he is going to kind of take a step here, step in front of his mistress, and he's going to actually shoot at the other Thra, because he doesn't like him.
Because he's religious.
So
he's jealous of how sexy I am.
And then another arrow will streak out of the opposite cloud, over here on the right. And this one will be shot at Zev. That is a 17 versus AC.
Miss!
So that arrow clangs off of the gigantic Warforged breastplate. Bing, and we bing. Will now on to Raven's turn.
Awesome. Okay. Bad guys. there are lots of them.
Yeah.
There's three.
Four.
There's four.
Oh, four,
you
yeah.
You just can only see two of them.
I heard the gas was explosive.
Don't blow fire.
While you're standing directly in front of it, that was classic.
I'm thinking.
Also, I forgot to mention on Dark Warlock's turn, she did get up because she didn't have to physically move anywhere, but she did stand up, and I apologize for not mentioning that.
Lame.
Fail on the DM's part, I know.
I thought she was just going to attack from her prone position the whole fight.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Sunstrike.
Okay.
And attack. Hold on. This guy right there.
You're going to attack the straw, the archer? Or the...
Yes. The archer, because the arrows need to die.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh, that was bad. That was a 9 versus reflex.
Miss.
Okay. I will sit down and cry now. Maybe don't not cry. Or sit
no,
down.
No sitting either. That would be bad.
I'm just going
to pay myself like -2 to the defenses because I'm sad.
I'm just going to stand there and look all depressed because I did such awesome slaughter earlier and now I can't even hit somebody.
It's because you're in the air. Okay, and...
Dustings!
Now, we are on to... Tom.
Hokey dokey. Man, I wish all of my ranged powers had the actual capability of exploding that that fog over there, but sadly they do not. Okie dokie. Yeah, I think it's time to bust out my old friend Dire Radiance. Alright, so first thing I'm going to do is do my requisite 3-square movement to continue my concealment.
Okay.
Drop a curse on Thra Archer 1.
Okay.
He's cursed. And then unleash everyone's favorite Warlock Star Pact at will, Dire Radiance.
Roll it.
So I point my my vicious rod at him and summon a shaft of cold starlight, which freezes his marrow. And that is going to be a 14, no, 16, because I have combat advantage against him. So, yeah, that would be, yes.
16 versus...
Fortitude.
Fortitude will hit.
Awesome.
Roll the damage, sir.
I shall. So that's going to be... Where's my d6? There it is. Ooh, max damage. That is going to be 12, 14 damage.
Okay.
And...
Roll your curse.
Oh, yes. My curse is a D8 now, thanks to this awesome rod. That would be another 7 damage.
Okay.
Okay. These two die are staying out because they are clearly lucky. And he is at a -2 penalty to attack rolls until the end of my next turn.
Okay, okay.
Because I've basically built this character around getting concealed and unleashing magic-y crap.
It's true. Alrighty, anything else, Senior?
That's a move, a minor, and a standard. I do believe I am done.
Scather, you are knocked prone.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll use my move action to stand up. And then okay. I will use another move action to move forward 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excellent. Puts me right next to... Mr. Bloodied Snake Face. So then, the dog was distracting me. Okay. So I still have my normal standard action I can do. because I used a minor action as my move action, so I could use...
You can't actually do that.
I thought you could.
Yeah, you know. It's the other way around. You can use a move as a minor. Move. But yeah.
Not the other way around. You can trade down in terms of action importance, but you can't trade
up. So if you want to move from where you were falling down, you have to sacrifice your standard in order to do that. Because it took a move to stand up. A minor is the lowest, so you can't sacrifice a minor.
I was thinking minor was higher in ranking than moving.
No, minor move standard.
Well, that's just silly. All right, so if I want to move and do all that, I have to burn my standard action. Okay.
Indeed.
All right, so let me reevaluate what I can do here then.
And you all did hit a milestone, so you all do have your action points. Okay. By the way.
Yeah, I don't want to use my action point on this. It's not that crucial at this juncture, I don't think. But I think what I will do, though, is I will go ahead and burn my standard action and go ahead and move so that I can get up there by him. And then I will use my minor action to do my divine challenge. And since it's a close burst 5, I will go ahead and mark the Dark Warlock with that. All right.
Okay, so you're marking the Warlock and not the guy in front of you.
Correct. Because if I mark the Warlock, then the big outgoing damage, if she chooses not to attack me, I get to end up doing 8 damage to her if she attacks someone else. So I think that will be better for us overall for the time being.
Okay, and the Thrall Archer 1, by the way, is bloodied. Right. Last turn by Tom.
Okay, and we need a screenshot for the top of the round. Ding, 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 ding.
And we are to the top of the round, which this is the third round of combat. So everybody give me an acrobatics check,
everybody,
please.
Take a shot.
Oh, what?
Are you kidding me?
Hooray!
Nat 20!
All right, so Raven succeeds.
18 plus... Do I have plus the 8? Okay,
26. Okay, Tom.
14, actually.
Okay, so Tom, you are knocked prone as the ship pitches forward.
Ow.
So you are prone, Skater.
9?
You are also knocked prone.
Ow.
Look over the other guy while you're going down. Grab him.
Come on, I wear heavy armor. I have a -3 to my dex score, okay?
Sorry, what was yours, Match?
15.
Okay, you are also knocked prone.
Just grab the bad guy while you're going down, Skather. Slam his head into
Let me roll for these clowns here. Sorry, hang on just a second. Importing them was a great idea, except their stuff is kept in stupid locations. So the archer does not get knocked prone, at least the one you can see. This archer... Okay, and then the warlock. The warlock is also pitched forward and thrown off of her feet. So she is knocked prone as well. And over here, off to the left-hand side there, not the one in the top left corner, but this one in the bottom left corner, that distribution node explodes. And that has caused the ship to rock forward. And you kind of all get this feeling that the ship loses altitude. And we are now at the top of the round with Rose, who you are not knocked prone.
Hooray. Not that I move much anyway. I'm going to do another... I've still got my quarry on the bloodied guy.
You do indeed.
So I'm going to go ahead and twin strike him again.
Okay. Fire away, fire away. He is not titanium.
I rolled an 18.
That'll hit.
All right.
Without adding in your modifier, that will hit.
Okay, let me remember D10 for D10. That one. Mm-hmm. 3. Then with my quarry.
Go ahead and save your quarry.
Oh, save it?
For the turn, because that kills him.
Oh, okay.
So you can reapply your quarry to someone else.
Alrighty.
So it has to be the closest target, right?
Yeah.
Act boon triggers. Woohoo!
Okay. Alright, so go ahead and apply your quarry to the warlocky person.
Okay.
And
that's my minor action, and I already used my standard. So I guess that's technically it, right?
Right. And you did notice when the explosion happened. Hang on, sorry, I'm trying to mess up this stupid tool here. It took out chunks of the catwalk.
Oh, that's good.
When it exploded.
Usually awesome. Happens when things explode, you know, yeah. Damage and stuff.
And now we are on to Zev. You are bloodied and knocked prone.
Hooray.
Yummy. Son of a...
Monkey.
Well, obviously, I have to stand up. And that burns my move. Oh, man. That's about all I can do again. I'll just move.
You're going to burn your standard to move?
Burn my standard to stand next to Scaler, so next turn I can... help out a little more. I will move more.
Okay.
If I don't die.
Alright, and that puts us on the Kezrakai Dark Warlock's turn. And she is going to look up at the imposing gigantos that are coming toward her, and she's going to wave her hand. And she is going to... There's going to be this kind of horrible shrieking noise. Kind of like a child's scream, actually. And she is going to disappear, and she's going to reappear over here.
Now creeper. That's just rude.
That's stupid.
My melee heavy characters are going, F you, D.
I throw a rock at her.
Do you have a ranged basic attack where you could throw... I think you have a throwing hammer, but you'd have to use a minor action to get it out.
Don't.
You should.
I don't think I do.
Well, then you
next
should.
Next time, bring more hammers.
I was like, you do have one. It's just apparently not on your character sheet, but when we created your character, you do have one.
Well, if it's not on the sheet, it doesn't exist.
That's, if you want to go with that, that's perfectly fine. I was trying to be nice. All right.
Well, I can't see it, so I don't.
All right. So you are still cursed. And she is going to launch her little gnashy teeth at you in her soulbite attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be a... 24 versus fortitude.
Yeah.
I assume you took the negative 2 penalty in there because she's attacking someone that's not Scaether.
And she takes damage.
And how much? She takes 8 damage, right?
It says, if I remember this right, until the mark ends, the target takes radiant damage the first time each round. When it targets any of your allies with an attack power that doesn't include me as a target, damage equals 3 plus my charisma bonifier, which is 5, so 8.
8. No problem. Yeah, that's going to be annoying because she's forced to attack someone she has
cursed.
That's
actually incorrect. And my attacks didn't update either with my character sheets because my character mod or my charisma mod is 6 now, so that should be 9.
What's your charisma mod 6 now?
I do. All I know is my check says it is 6 in the next to the charisma line. I assume.
What is your charisma 20. Score? That's only plus 5.
Yeah, that's a plus 5. That's not a 6.
Yeah, that's from something else, but yeah, it's only a plus 5, so that's 8 damage. Character builder is
here is the noob.
speaking in things he knows.
No worries. But yeah, that's going to be really frustrating for this monster because she's required to target someone she's cursed.
I did a good job.
So she takes 8 and she will now roll her damage on the matchbook. So you take 11 regular damage, which will knock you unconscious. And she will lower her curse damage in there. You take 1 additional curse damage.
So does her curse go away now that her target is dead, so she can target Scather now?
No, the PC stays cursed. But she can, like, what it is like, the PC stays cursed, but she's no longer the closest active target. So she's able to recurse somebody new. Like, her Rolex curse works the same as Tom's. She can curse the closest person to her.
I just wasn't sure if that would mess up Scather's beautiful plan.
So as Zev, you know, kind of does her little power down, collapse sort of a thing, you see this section of, like, kind of bluish energy come out through the transparent faceplate. And as it moves closer to the warlock, she gets kind of this very ecstatic sort of grin on her face. And she's definitely enjoying what she's feeling. And that aura that comes toward her changes color quite rapidly to this very inky black. And it just starts swirling around her like the old school Yun stones used to do. Like, it's just coursing around her in this sort of spiral pattern. And she will curse the Scather. And Scather is now cursified. And we will go on to Straw Archer number 3, who is next. And he will shoot at you from out of his left-hand side cloud, and he will shoot at the Scather. For a 24 versus AC. Okay, and he will roll. And he is... Take 10 damage, Scather. And then the other archer will shoot from the other cloud at Tom.
What?
And that's a 16 versus AC, Tom.
I am still concealed, so that misses.
Okay. And so it whizzes past you. And we will move to the next person on the list, which is Raven.
Awesome.
See if you can blow up those clouds.
I don't think she has any fire spells.
I don't have any fire spells.
What about Vanguard? Oh, that's right. You gave up Vanguard's lightning.
She has Blades of Astral Fire.
I do.
But that's radiant damage, not fire damage. That was the thing about Scathers, is Scathers was fire damage.
Yeah, I don't have any fire damage otherwise. Otherwise, I'd have done it too. Oh, well.
It's all good.
Okay, I'm moving right here.
Okay.
I'm taking a whack at that evil person right there.
At the warlock?
Yes, I don't like her anymore. And I'm going to use my encounter power, Nightmare Eruption. Please be a nat 20. Dang it! It is a 16?
Versus
Will, yeah.
Okay, let me look here. 16 versus Will, that'll hit.
Nice.
Success.
Roll it. So it's 1d8 plus int modifier psychic damage.
Yes. Hold on, I'm gonna find my d8.
And nobody is adjacent to her, so your extra effect doesn't kick in.
Ooh! 8!
Plus.
So 13?
Fire is 13 damage. Okay. So that's a move and a standard Algomas.
Nah, I'm good.
Not that much. Okay.
I'll just sit here and do my little happy dance and actually I'm back in the game.
Tomathan.
Tomathom?
Yep. I said Tomathan like Jonathan, but...
I see. Let me see if I can make this work. Well, I am prone, so probably not. Never mind. I will... I guess I have no choice. I will stand up.
Okay.
And as I stand up, my shadowiness that usually clings to me like it's a nice jacket kind of just falls off and just fades away into nothingness.
Okay, so, and one of the things you will notice, and sorry I didn't mention this earlier because you didn't mention that it was shadowiness, but ever since you encountered Ziriana, you've noticed it's a lot less shadowy and a lot more like light refracty.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm neither prone nor concealed anymore, and I have burned my move action. I yell to the Kezrakai, your curses are pathetic. Let me show you mine.
Okay.
I throw a curse on her.
Okay.
And then I will point my fingers at her in the, you know, the classic finger gun thing that kids make and fire off an Eldritch Blast in her face.
Roll it.
Awesome. Unfortunately, I won't get... Oh, wait. No, I still do get my +2 because of my Pact Boon. Yay! That would be a nat 20.
Woo! Okay, roll it.
Stupid wasted Pact Boon. That's going to be a total of... I roll my curse separately, right? Because just the Eldritch Blast is max.
Yep. Okay. Eldritch Blast is max, curse is separate.
So she takes 16 reddish-purple Eldritch Blasty damage.
Okay, and the very core of that is very lightsabery. Like, there's very much a white core running through that damage.
Okay. That was not how I was picturing it in my head, but in that case, it's basically with a white core and purplish energy.
So it's like, it's kind of like it's like they're competing. Like as you watch, like the white is trying to take over the purple and the red. Sweet. And then the purple and the red push back against it and it just kind of undulates as it flies toward them. Like you can tell that there's powers contending within your powers.
Well, that's pretty freaking awesome. I need to roll curse damage. That'll be another 4 damage. So 20 total.
Okay. Algal Mass for you.
I don't know what that means.
Anything more?
Anything more?
Anything more, you say?
Anything more?
Trying to decide if it's worth burning my action point to get my concealment back. Hey, this character is built around striking from concealment.
I believe
if I'm concealed, I thought I heard someone go, ugh.
Nope.
Okay.
No, that was just someone listening.
Ah, of course. Well, listeners, Tom is built around getting concealed and then unleashing lots of crap damage. So shut it. I will end my turn.
Send nasty emails to...
Send all your nasty emails to brandon@gmail.com. Because that's probably
not correct.
That's why it's funny.
All right. Poor Brandon.
A podcast.
Terrifiedwarlock@gmail.com. Okay. Anyway. Scather.
Okay.
Your turn.
I was knocked prone.
You are knocked prone and sitting next to a knocked prone and leaking precious fluids.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and use my move action to stand up. Then we will use my minor action, and I'll use my lay on hands on Zev so we can try and get her back on her feet.
Okay, so she spends a healing surge plus what is your...
Let's see here. You spend a healing surge. It said the target regains hit points as if it had spent a healing surge. Yeah, it's just a healing surge of her own. Like, so it's her equal to her own.
Okay, so you spend a healing surge and she gains 8 hit points. So Zev, you kind of all of a sudden go, And you feel your consciousness able to settle back into controlling your mechanical functions.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and... Sorry. Had a little bit of a... Can I hit her across the blackness?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can shoot her across the empty space.
I'm debating using my my daily power against her. But I don't know if I want to burn that because I don't know if we're going to get a rest period in order to get that back before another encounter. I don't know what to do. Let's go ahead and do it. I want to kill this warlock. She's driving me a little crazy. Okay, so I'll go ahead and use my standard action and cast my Radiant Delirium against her. So let's roll that. Seriously? Okay, 7 plus 6, 13 versus reflex.
That'll miss.
So if it's a miss, it's a half damage still. So half damage, and the target is dazed until the end of my next turn. So... So do I roll the damage, or is it half damage of the lowest?
You roll it, and then half.
3d8 plus 5. Okay. Where's my d8? D8, where are you? Is that the... No, that's the...
I ate it.
That's my d8.
Yum, yum.
Again?
No, well, actually, I rolled it, and it turned into an 8, so therefore it became... Okay. I ate it.
You ate it.
Oh, dear.
10... Plus 5, 2, 10, 2, 8, 5, 15, plus 5, so 20.
5 is
so
10. 20 divided by 2 so is 10.
10, okay. And she's dazed until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
And that's all for me.
Okay, we go back to the top of the round. Screenshot, please. And we will go to Rose.
All right. I'm going to come hang out by Raven.
Sweet!
Best friends forever.
Sister.
Oh, totally.
There are no friendship bracelets in this podcast. I'm just saying.
Well, that ruined my whole idea for later. Gosh.
They were going to have craft
Okay,
necklaces.
Okay, I think I'm going to... Trying to decide if I should use one of my encounters or not, since I haven't really done anything yet. Yeah, I think I'm going to try my skirmish shot on my quarry there.
Okay, roll it.
So... Do I have to move my whole speed, though? Because it says before the attack you move your speed, and I only moved, like, 4 spaces.
No, hang on a second. Let me read it.
I'm not sure.
No, you can move it again. So, like, you moved, and now you can move again.
So then I get, like, an extra move?
Yes, of your speed, if you wanted to move.
I don't know if I want to or not.
You don't really have to.
Okay.
You can choose to be less skirmishy.
I think I'd rather just stay where I am for now.
Okay.
So, those two weapons, that's my D10 plus dex modifier. So
attack first.
Oh, yeah, I've got to attack first. I forgot about that part.
Attack.
Okay, 18. And I don't remember what I add to it. Plus 6, I think.
Your dex modifier. Your dex modifier and the proficiency bonus on your bow, whatever that is.
Wow, there's a lot of math. I don't know what all this is. Let's
we
see
need
my
to,
longbow.
What we need to do for you next time we have combat is we need to print you 2 power sheets, one with your bow equipped and one with your...
Because under my range of the longbow, it says 6 dexterity versus AC, and then the damage, it says 1d10 plus 3.
Yeah, do that. Don't do that damage. Do the damage that comes off of your other attack off of skirmishing shot, but use the same attack off of your basic ranged.
So it's plus 6, I guess, then?
Yeah.
Okay, 18 plus 6, so 24 versus AC.
24 versus AC will hit.
Hooray. So now I roll four damage. Mm-hmm. So 4 plus 5. So that's plus 9 three. Plus 3, so 12 damage.
12 damage, okay.
And I think that's about it.
Okay, and I need to look at something. Brandon, remind me, while she is dazed, does she get to utilize free actions?
You're muted, babe.
Sorry.
I don't actually know the answer to that question. Possibly, but...
Grant combat advantages you're going to need to take. You can't flank an enemy. You can't take immediate actions. Okay, so no, she cannot.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to find the page, and I hoped that you would remember before then.
I was about to pull the compendium up to look it up under days, but I think you beat me to it.
I did. I have the player's handbook open to the combat sections because I still am not smart enough to remember burst versus blast.
Yeah, wouldn't you know it, I happen to put my player's handbook back on the shelf in the other room where my wife happens to be.
Mm. Karen has a player's handbook. All right, and it is Zevri's turn. You are knocked prone and still dripping fluids out of vital locations.
Well, you. I'm just going to stand up. Obviously. Okay. And for now, I'm just going to sit there.
You mean stand there?
You're not going to heal yourself?
Huh?
You're not going to cast, like, your heal on yourself?
No.
Okay.
I figure if you're going to attack me, it's not going to do any good anyways. So, why waste it?
Okay.
Well, you're no longer the cursed one by the warlock. No,
she's still cursed.
But I thought she shifted the curse to me.
I thought she shifted the curse to Skather.
No, you can curse multiple targets. Opponents.
Oh, yeah. That's just mean.
It's not like quarry or mark. It's
yeah.
I mean, I guess you can mark multiple targets.
That's my problem. I don't know enough about warlocks, I guess.
Yeah, if I could see the other two guys, I totally would have cursed them by now.
There's only one left, Brandon.
No, there are, there are still two in the clouds.
Yeah, there's still two with the clouds.
There's one in each cloud.
Yeah. Stupid. Okay. Algamas? No. Kezrakai, Dark Warlock, is dazed. But that's okay. She's going to launch her bitey bite, and what you notice is as she lifts up her hand, not one, but two little fisty-facey thingies come darting out. And
oh, God.
It screeches at both of the individuals who are cursed.
Okay.
We got the Skather!
Woo!
That is a 21 versus fortitude against
Yeah, that's a hit.
Matchbook. You're not dead. She hasn't done damage yet. But you might be dead.
Yeah, but you will.
Well, yes, I will do damage.
Beginning to question my actions of using my, lay on hand. She's not even willing to heal herself.
I know, seriously. Leader.
Okay, so Gaster matchbook, you take 17 damage, matchbook.
Ouch.
I have a question.
I have an answer. The daily double.
Yes! Just what I was wondering. Can I use my preserver's rebuke, or do I have to wait until my turn?
What does it do? I don't know all of your spells off my head.
I call upon the gods to punish the enemy that dares harm those entrusted to my care.
Game terms. The actual effect and trigger.
The trigger an enemy within 10 yards or 10 squares of you hits your ally, which is within 10 squares.
It says.
And before the end of my next turn, I gain a bonus to my next attack against said target equal to my int modifier.
Certainly. You can use that if you would like to.
I want to. I want to kill her.
Go.
Kill her dead.
I have a question. I have
an answer.
Why did Raven disappear off the map?
Oh no!
Because I clicked the wrong button.
Raven falls off of the airship.
She's been wiped out of existence.
Oh, I clicked the wrong button. You're all whiny.
There was another explosion right
My
there.
Invoker disappeared.
Okay. As she was invoking.
Okay, and then she's going to also roll her damage against Skather.
Pain.
Which is a lot. Oh, no. Max damage on the damage, so 16 damage plus 5 curse damage, so 21 damage. Skather.
Ouch.
And as matchbook,
our leader is dead.
As matchbook falls to the ground again, another section of her soul swirls out, turns to inky blackness, and joins the initial one that is swirling around the dark warlock who is on the ground. And as she is dazed, she will sadly have to abdicate her turn to the next person on the initiative roster, which is Thra Archer number 3. Who you still cannot see, but he will shoot at Skather from the left-hand cloud. That will be a 26 versus AC, Skather.
26 versus AC is a hit.
And that's 8 Jeez damage.
He's down.
So Skather goes down. You guys' melee classes take a lot of punishment.
Yeah, when your DM designs encounters so that you can't move towards your enemies, and then they can jump across gaps. Jeez.
And then one person just...
I think we already decided that the DM hates you, so...
So whiny! Anyone else noticed how much whining goes on in this group? All right. The other...
Has anyone else noticed how much the DM designs encounters that are really harsh on melee players? Come on, I mean...
I think they were
you
dead
have
most
nowhere
of their
to
last
talk,
Greg.
Too. I die the whole time. I've already lost one character. Now my other one's getting crap beaten out of her. Like, really?
Anyways, it's
we all know
anyways,
who Eric
continuing
hates.
On.
The other archer is going to shoot at Raven.
Aw, really?
Yeah, it's a 26 versus AC.
Oh, man. It hits...
And you take 9 damage.
Okay, I can handle that.
And if I click 99, it kills you, so that's not the right number. Raven, it's your turn.
So I'm going to attack that person that warlock. Attacked my friends. Yes, the warlock. I am going to use my visions of blood, I think. Nope, I can't. I'm going to use my sunstrike because it's ranged.
Go for it.
Okay. 16 plus... Wait, hold on.
When did that daze end, Brig? Does it end at the end of your next turn? Or
the
hers?
End of my next turn. Yeah, well, half sucks. Damage and okay. The target is dazed until the end of my next turn.
Oh, I hate you.
26 oh, versus sorry. Will.
Yeah, that'll fit. Roll your damage. It doesn't nope. matter.
Excuse
she's dead.
Me for being awesome.
So dead? As she is, she's dead.
Thank goodness.
So the sunburst hits her, and you watch as kind of just this, like, Indiana Jones-style face melts off. Skeleton stands there and shrieks. The black energy kind of flies in and burges, like, where you would see, like, a soul, quote-unquote, like... A lot of people imagine ghost souls to be, you know, in mythology, they're the same. They look like the body, right? You know, very Macbeth-style ghost. Where that is, it's just this inky black cloud that looks very human. Like, if a living shadow existed, that's what you'd see. They're inside of that shell of a skeleton. And the skeleton kind of dissolves. The sunlight just eats through it. And there gets to be very patchy holes in that shadow, and an unearthly scream echoes through the entire ship, and that shadow whisks out the hole that was carved out by the ship and disappears, and you feel a very loud you feel a massive jolt, and you hear this horrible crunching noise, and all of a sudden you're all buffeted by a nasty wind, which, by the way, clears the clouds of dust away. So let me do that really quick. But it clears away those clouds of smoke and mirrors and evilness. Not really mirrors, just smoke. And thus illuminates your Thra Archer friends, and you can tell that the ships that were at least latched on and drilling in have been destroyed. Not destroyed, wow. But detached. Sorry, they've detached. They've not destroyed, but they've been detached. And we will move to Tom.
Okay. You have to be trained in heal to attempt to stabilize someone.
Oh, I knew this. I have looked this up right before, but I don't remember now. So let me look.
Okay.
I literally was like, I can't remember, and this will come up because Mache dies a lot.
She doesn't heal herself, and Eric hates her.
I know. I don't hate her.
Well, even if I did a surge, I'd be on the ground, so...
Yeah, she took a lot of damage. Really worth it. When you are dying, any healing restores you. Become conscious, blah, blah, blah. Seriously, this is annoying. So you want to go up and revive one of them is what you're thinking about?
If I can, but that was what I was planning on doing before the clouds cleared away, so now I want to see if it will be worthwhile. Because I am not trained in heal, and I'm wondering if I'm wasting my time and attempting to do so.
Right. Then that makes perfect sense to ask me, and you'd think that I would be smart enough to know this answer, but I'm only slightly less new to 4th edition than you are. You make a heal check to administer first aid. First aid standard action. Nope, it's a skill.
I guess I didn't know that you had to train it. I thought it was just something you rolled.
Varies depending on tasks you're attempting. You can attempt to stabilize the dying by making a DC 15 heal check to stabilize an adjacent dying character. You can... So you can do that. So if they're conscious, you can force them to use a second wind without spending their action. If they're conscious on a DC 10, stabilizes a DC 15, and the grant of saving throw is DC 15. And I think there's a feat... that lets you, like, it reduces that. So for combat medic,
okay. Yes,
you can stabilize them so they're not bleeding out.
Okay, and
vital soul fluid.
Yeah. Well, given that my heal check is a +1, it probably is not a worthwhile endeavor. Holly, to your point, training is basically something you do at character creation, and it gives you an instant +5 to the skill. And sometimes there are restrictions on if you can do things with a skill based on whether or not you trained on it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was asking. Yeah. And
so, like,
since
the 5 that I have check marks next to, those are the ones I'm trained in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Which is why your check is so much higher on those than on other ones.
Exactly.
It's an additional +5 to the training.
Alrighty, well, since I am the probably worst person ever to attempt to try and go heal those two, I'm instead going to resume my usual pattern of murdering things.
Okay. Go for
Alrighty. So, Mr. Thra Archer 2 over there is gonna get himself a Warlock Curse.
Okay.
I'm going to move... Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4... Is my speed 5 or 6? Hang on a second. My speed is 6. Excellent. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which will more than activate my shadow walk, thus granting me partial concealment. And just because I don't particularly like this guy, I am actually going to throw a dreadful word his way.
Well, that's not nice of you, but say your dreadful word. Like that.
Yes, indeed.
That's
and I'm actually finally in range, because for some odd reason this thing has a range of 5 instead of 10, like my other first tower. Awesome. Okay, so this is going to be...
Did horribly dreadful things to my throat, that's for sure. That was really painful.
I'm sure. This is going to be a... Oh, dear God. How do I put this? I just rolled another 20? Freaky 20. Yeah.
All right, so you so do
that's,
16
that's
plus
max damage six, of nothing. Yeah, so it's 22 damage plus a D8 of curse, which is only 2. And he has a -4 penalty to his will defense until the end of my next turn.
Well, that's diabolical and dreadful of you to have done.
Yes, I concur. I believe that burns my counterpower, and I will call it good.
Okie dokie. We will go to the next person, which is Scather, but he is down. So save versus dying.
Save versus dying. Hooray! 18.
Whee! Save.
Yeah.
Rose, it is your turn. Scather, get us a screenshot, please. But before you take the screenshot, at the end of that round, we're moving into the fourth round of combat, which means...
Dun, dun, dun.
Everybody make an acrobatics check.
Come on, not 20.
I didn't get it. This time. Ugh. 11.
Four.
16?
Okay. Well, you're down, so you don't matter, and Zeb doesn't matter.
I wasn't sure, like, because since I just saved versus death,
no
I wasn't
worries.
Sure where I fell.
Right, but you didn't pop up. Rose, what was yours?
11.
Okay, you are knocked prone.
Hurrah.
Raven.
4.
You are definitely knocked
you're
prone.
You're almost yes, falling off of the ship.
Yeah, Tom.
I'm reaching for Rose's longbow right now. Save me!
I'm going down too.
I'm guessing you knocked yourself prone.
Yeah, I already marked myself prone. Okay. I got a 6.
Okay, and Straw Archer number 2 saves. So does Straw Archer number 3.
They have really good agility.
Oh, crap.
They have really good dex and reflex. They're archers. It's built in.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, they have really good dex and really good reflex for being archers. So, Rose, you are knocked prone. Also, it was this particular doohickey device that exploded up here.
Oh, joy.
Hang on. This tool is really annoying in this thing.
Goodbye, Blue.
Oh, wow.
I think you guys might want to move.
That's really close to home.
Okay.
Those Formians are going to have some repair work to do when we get down here.
Indeed. And once again, so the explosion happens. Y'all kind of feel the shockwave. Ship loses a huge amount of altitude this time. It takes a fair portion before you feel it level out. Like, you're seriously feeling some vertigo. You're losing your balance. Everything's... And eventually it levels out. And Rose, you are knocked prone after being thrown to the ground quite viciously by the pitching and rolling ship.
Not very nice. Well, I'm going to stand up.
Okay.
And...
So that's your move.
I'm going to Hunter's Quarry, the guy that's closer to me.
Okie dokie.
And I'm going to Twin Strike.
Roll it.
16 plus 6, so 22 versus AC.
That'll hit.
All right.
Die 10.
Okay, that's a 4.
Okay.
And do I do my quarry right now then?
Yeah, it's up to you if you want to do it on the first hit or the second, but yeah.
Alright. And another 4.
Okay, that will kill him.
Hooray!
Alright.
Pact Boon!
Okay. And
I have no idea what my Pact Boon looks like. I should probably think of that, shouldn't I?
You probably should.
Yeah.
Think of what?
What is Pact Boon? And I should be a better DM and keep asking you guys, hey, what does this look like? I haven't been.
Well, some of us have been unconscious after the fight.
Well, only one of you has been unconscious half the fight.
Ollie, to answer what I assume was your question, Warlocks... depending on what sort of pact they have forged with the otherworldly entities that give them their power, have a different boon they get whenever somebody they cursed dies.
Oh, which, okay.
In my case, it's a floating plus 2 I get to use on my next d20 roll.
Big that's Z, cool. Save versus dead, please.
17.
17, you didn't bleed out that turn. Good job. Well done. Sarah Archer is now quite far away from all of you, so he needs to figure out how far away he is.
11 squares, I already counted.
He's 11 squares.
Yeah, he's 11 squares away from me and Rose, because I was trying to see if I could hit him from there. And I can't.
Okay.
He's all over it.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He will move to there, which will put him 9 squares from you, which is what he wants to do. So he will shooty McShoot at the Tom.
Why me?
Because you're the only one standing.
26 notches AC.
I fell down too. You're the only one standing, Rose.
Maybe he feels threatened by Tom.
Well, I would bring
it's kind of creepy.
He's speaking Khazra Khai when he throws spells, so that makes sense. 26 versus AC, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but that's min damage of 5.
Awesome.
So that will end his turn, and we will go to Raven. You are prone.
Okay, I'm going to stand up because I'm pretty sure I'm knocked over, and I don't like that.
You are quite prone, yes, but now you are not.
Stood. Let's see. I will move right here.
Okay.
And I am going to sunstrike him, which is 17 versus reflex.
That will... Let me check. I don't think it hits, but no, it does not. Wait, yes, it does. Sorry.
Yes, no, yes, yes it does.
Yes, no, yes, no. Make up your mind, DM.
Shut your face and roll the damage.
Oh.
Not on the floor. That is not the way this works.
11.
11 damage?
Yeah.
That's yucky, okay. And are you... You have moved, you have shot. It is Tom's turn. Unless you have a minor you plan on utilizing.
I'm good.
Tomathan.
I appear to have gotten myself pronified.
You are indeed prone.
Which sucks because no more concealing. I hate it when you knock me prone, you jerk. Stop designing encounters awesome. To destroy my specialty.
Apparently all I do is design encounters to kill all of you. That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah. It's what you do!
Not true.
It's totally true.
It's true.
There's only one left, so my daily is useless. I earn my encounter, and I'm too far for range for anyway, so at least my at-wills. Only one of only two of
them. Swear right now.
Do what?
You're only 9 squares.
I know, but my two of my at-wills have ranges of 10. The others require me to be within 5.
Right.
And I can't...
Okay, I'm confused. I mean, if they're at range of 10, you can shoot them.
Yes, I know. I'm ruling out my other abilities.
I thought you were sitting here going, I can't do anything, and I'm going...
No, I can do plenty. I'm just trying to rule out what I can do and what I cannot.
Uh-huh. So I can't do anything in weirdo world.
Let's make a pro and a con list.
The pro, this will hit him.
Well, the two at-wills I can hit him with, one targets reflex, which I believe our beloved DM has already said is absurdly high for these guys.
Quite high.
The other at-will I have targets fortitude, but is less than good if I can't get my concealment, which... I cannot, but I don't have another choice, so
wife,
I will...
Your wife did just hit with a 17 on reflex.
This is true.
Kill him! Kill him dead!
I will throw my curse on him and fire off an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
No. That is definitely a 10 versus reflex.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah. I miss my concealment bonuses. Oh well, I'm done.
Okay. And
It is the next person on the list's turn. Skather, save versus dying.
16.
Didn't he already do that last turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, I mean, you have to save until
you get stabilized.
Right, and he has.
I got a 16.
Awesome.
You are still bleeding, but not any more bleeding than you were before. Rose, it is your turn.
Hooray. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then, what type of a move would it be if I wanted to try healing somebody? Is it like a standard?
It's a minor, I believe.
Minor?
Yep.
Okay. I don't think I can get to him right now anyway. I'm just too far away.
Well, if you did an attack, you could get there and use your minor. But then you wouldn't, you know, attack. And you're, you know, striker.
I am. Is it really worth trying to heal him right now? I think
as
I'll
close as we are to the
instead.
End of the encounter, I say just try and kill him.
Well, yeah, I figured I'd move closer to you so it would be more reasonable next turn, but I'm going to go ahead and twin strike again. Oh, wait, I haven't marked him yet. Let's mark him with my hunter's quarry, and then I will twin strike him. 6 plus 6, so 12 versus AC.
12 versus AC? No.
Okay.
Roll attack 2.
Second attack is 13 versus
no.
AC.
No.
All right, I missed.
Okay.
And.
Okay, and we will go to Zev, save versus dead.
15.
Yep, so you do not any further die than you are already dying. So, Straw Archer, you all kind of watch him. He takes a lot of looks around and he realizes, now that he's not panicked from his cloud disappearing, that no one else is here. And he kind of takes like this, he cranes his neck a little bit. And he can kind of see that there's no hulking shadow and he can feel the wind. And he realizes, my ship is gone. And you notice that his eyes no longer have that really horrible glazed look over them now that the Khesra Kai warlock isn't here. And he holds up his hands, drops his bow behind him, and says, I give up!
Winning.
And so he gives up. And as you all start to kind of converge, the two of you are able to stand up. We will end combat there. Congratulations on your victory. But as you are walking toward the exit, you hear the klaxon start sounding again, and you're all kind of on the stairs, and the two remaining distribution nodes explode from the damage that they sustained. And so a big kind of gulfing fireball blasts out, which happens to also incinerate the Khesra Kai. Oh, no. Not the Khesra Kai, sorry, the Thra who was behind, you know, kind of following you meekly.
So long, brother.
And you feel this horrible pinching roll, and you hear the loudspeaker come on, and it's Wicket's voice, and he's saying, everybody, hold on to something! And you all kind of grasp onto the railing of the, catwalks that you're standing on. And within just a few moments, you feel this horrible lurch forward and you are all thrown headlong into the bulkheads that surround you. Some of you are tossed off of the catwalks onto lower levels. And the airship crashes into the landscape below. And I think we will call it there for this episode.
I knew it. The ground would have been better.
Never trust no machine.
But better.
Okay. Well, I'd like to take a second and thank everybody for listening that downloads the podcast. You've been listening to the Band of Misfits podcast. If you'd like to follow our adventures, you can follow the blog over at
Eric, you care to give that? I don't know it off the top of my head.
Yep, absolutely. It is, excuse me, it is Band of Misfits podcast.blogspot.com. You can also send us questions or comments via email at gmail.com. And go ahead and follow. We don't have a Twitter yet for the account, but we will have one soon. But go ahead and follow each of us individually on Twitter if you'd like. I am at Shrimpocles.
Let's go around the ring. Tom or Brandon, you want to give yours?
At the BMAT.
Okay, Karen?
Tanzan McGut. It's German. I'll put it in the notes.
Yeah, we'll put
it in the show notes. Match?
At Strike Anywhere.
Holly.
At Lucky _Star.
And I think.
And
I'm Brigham Larson. I'm at Scather. Not spelled like it is for the show, but with S-C-A-T-H-E-R. We appreciate everybody for downloading the episode. We'll be back with another in, let's hopefully be the next week, but we'll also be doing some other episodes to fill in the time. And we hope that you enjoy this new show, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Bye, everybody.
Woo! Bye, Space Force.